T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Gavin reaches out on a curveball. Taylor in center field makes a catch. The Royals have split this doubleheader. It's a 2-1 final.
But then the fun started.
Stand up and get crunk? Wow. That's how I know we've got some artists in the house today.
Is that the name of the song, or are you instructing me?
It's both. That's how the Yin-Yang Twins work.
Okay.
I just want to hear OT Genesis, Everybody Mad as a Return Cut again, Brandon Fryer. Don't think I didn't hear that. Sorry, I get distracted easily. Squirrel!
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, kids. So you heard the final call with Jason Benetti and a rapidly improving Gordon Beckham, by the way. He is already leaps and bounds better than he was just last season. He must be getting a lot of other work in. Do you know if he's doing any other regular work? Because he's really sounding comfortable.
He is, because I saw him on Marquee doing baseball, too.
Was he doing college games?
I believe so. But also, Gordon Beckham and Jason Benet were really funny to begin with.
I know, but Gordon's, like, his the reads. I mean, I don't want to get too, you know, inside baseball, but just his comfort with some of the nuts and bolts of the broadcasting stuff is really coming along fast. He's going to be out, if that's what he wants to do, and he wants to stay at it. And his stuff talking about the names of his kids, like with Mike Trout, and how Trout has a kid named Beckham, and he was going to name his kid Trout, and they were wondering if, like, Trout Beckham and Beckham Trout were going to arrive in the pros at the same time.
Did you hear this yesterday too?
It was wild to see Joe Kelly's right arm versus his left arm the other day when we were down in the clubhouse, because he had surgery on his right arm, and his left arm is a lot bigger. I mean, you can just tell he's still getting back from that surgery.
Whoa.
That's like, it reminds me of the Kyle Long calves.
Right? Yeah, but that's got to be meaningful then, if you figure that with atrophy's a bitch, man. Atrophy is no joke. You work that hard to build muscle, and it goes away like that. The moment things get deactivated and whatever they refer to it, they use the electrical stim to get them working again. That is no joke.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Indeed. After the game, Ozzie Guillen had some pointed thoughts on NBC Chicago's postgame about why isn't Tim Anderson playing the second game of a doubleheader against what you believe is a lesser divisional opponent.
Jose, I could understand Jose, but T.A., T.A.'s, what, 27 years old, built like a rock, and they can, you know, we hear Gordon Beckham say, when you a kid, go play. When you're a veteran, sit down.
A.J. Pollock played both games, actually, and Josh Harrison played both games. They're in their 30s.
Oh, he did play. He did play? Yeah. Josh Harrison played? Oh, yeah, he did play. Anyway, and Pollock played? Oh, good.
He got a double.
But I think sometimes we babysitting players so much.
That's and then I'm looking at the Royals.
You want me to say? You don't want to say. I need to say. I think we babysitting players so much. I understand with Hosey, yes. But with T.A.? I don't want to say T.A., you got to be Ozzie Guillen, because Ozzie Guillen wish was T.A. But when you're young like that, play the game, you got to play every day.
Well, Tim Anderson heard that and didn't like that and tweeted with a response to the video replying to NBC's White Sox, Ozzie needs to STFU sometimes. Ellipsis, talk too much. Exclamation point. Not happy.
No. But I also think it stands to be discussed that this was immediately after a frustrating loss for the Sox. There is something to that whole cooling down thing.
Even though he didn't play.
Correct. But still, you're part of the team. I would say that Tim Anderson cares about the White Sox wins whether or not he plays. Pretty sure that's obvious. Additionally, that timing is a big, big part of this because he deleted that tweet about, what, at least within the half hour. And TA has had a very interactive relationship with that White Sox Twitter account. They've posted videos of errors he's made previously, and he'll retweet it and say, that's my bad, I'll do better next time. I don't think it's a case where he's searching for his mentions as much as he knows that he interacts with it. It's just a natural part of I think his media presence and how he does things. So to me, when I saw that, I thought, I wonder how long this is going to stay up, because I think it's pretty obvious to me that he was just bothered after the game. That's to me a natural course of it. Does that excuse his language in a public forum? Maybe, maybe not. But Ozzie's reaction this morning lets you in on how that worked out.
I'm sorry if you feel that way about what I say. You know, to me, it's hard to do my job being mute. You know, I just make an observation as a baseball analyst, and I don't think I just don't respect anyone. I also say I wish I was like him when I was a player. You know, this kid is a tremendous ball player. I love the way always play hard. To me, he's one of the best players ever wear that uniform, without question. The only thing I can say, you know, if you don't like what I say, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to change my thought. And this kid is a big kid for them to win. The expectation of this ball club is very high, and I think without him, they're not going to win it.
Ozzie, I think what he was responding to directly was the comment about you talking about we're babysitting players so much. And I think that when you say that, Molly and I had talked about and texted before the game, many people agree with that and wonder the same thing, whether we want to call it babysitting or coddling or protecting. There seems to be this trend toward load management, called in the NBA, resting players.
Okay, I truly understand. If somebody had to be upset, it had to be the manager. Don't play him, no him.
Right,
just
right.
Be honest with you. Somebody should be upset by my comment. It should be Tony La Russa. I said, you know, Ozzie Guillen, you know, not to make any comment about my lineup. No, my babysitting. Well, how many games we play in the season? 50?
Not even.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, then just like what I say, you know, I mean, I know players need more rest now. I know players is different. The bill players different now than it was back in the days. I truly understand that. But when you face a team like Kansas City, you got to bury them.
I think Ozzie did a really good job this morning of basically explaining it's my job to have strong thoughts about a team that's trying to win the World Series.
I think that's what two people do who have respect. Ozzie has respect for himself and his role, and he understands when players get fired up about stuff, and he's not going to back off of that. It was, let's all say it together, a reasonable take by Ozzie Guillen, who was the one who defused the situation. People seem to forget that that's a possibility.
I always worry when teams are that concerned publicly about what their own broadcast. Like, people are in the tent. That's not a national broadcaster. That guy, he's part of the team, large, capital T, capital T. Like, going back to 2004, when Steve Stone said of Kerry Wood, he can change his delivery to protect his shoulder or he can go sell cars. And that created a firestorm of anger and bitterness and resentment on the plane between Dusty Baker and his players and Steve Stone and Chip Carey. And it ended in both broadcasters leaving. It was a massive story. And I'm not saying it's causal, but it was representative of something being wrong with that team. The 2004 Cubs were messed up. And they were worried about the wrong things for the wrong reasons, and they were thin-skinned, and they were peevish, and it came through in their play. And then and Steve started pointing stuff out on the airwaves. I think it was the Adam Dunn walking steal of second when everybody on defense fell asleep. And Steve said something like, well, there's a remarkable development or something. There's a wonderful thing like that. And we heard the ultimate passive aggressiveness there. I don't think this is quite that bad because social media has changed the way people respond to things. And things that used to be bigger are probably now smaller and they get lost in it, or they come out in the wash. Hand wash in this case. But I always wonder about what it says about a team and their goals and their focus. If that's really your concern, it just should be such a small little nothing.
What are you talking about? Super indicative of what is going on. They're a 500 team. They've been a 500 team since the All-Star break last year. If this is truly their window, perhaps they shouldn't use 35 different lineups in 35 games. Additionally, they shouldn't have a 6-11 record against one of the worst divisions in baseball. I'd be frustrated too if I were Tim Anderson. And we don't know who or why he wasn't in that second game of the doubleheader. But if there's any indication based on the manager's choices as to what we've seen, for example, Leury Garcia batting third against Zach Plesac based on a 5-at-bat sample size, then I'd say that there's plenty of reason to be bothered. Just bringing up these information pieces alone is enough to get pissed off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.